So the gifts and the callings of God, they're without repentance. Now let me close up with this. God's plan, we mentioned this to you, God's plan is a plan of wholeness. So there's healing in God's plan. God's plan is a plan of prosperity. There's prosperity in the plan of God. Satisfaction in the plan of God. Nothing will satisfy you like the plan of God will satisfy you. I know in my own life, again, right after I got out of university, you know, I pursued, you know, you pursue the obvious. You pursue the obvious. Where can I make the most money? How many of you know that path doesn't necessarily satisfy? But the plan of God satisfies. You find yourself doing things that you just know somehow you were created to do. You find there's a grace and an anointing and an ability on your life to do those things. There's satisfaction in the plan of God. Let me read a few of these verses to you in closing. This is one thing the Lord said to me some time back. He said, as you follow my plan, he said, satisfaction guaranteed. You ever buy a product? You buy a product. Hey, you know, tape. You go back to the tape. We got a sign right there on the media table. It says, satisfaction guaranteed. Well, in the kingdom, in the plan of God, it is satisfaction guaranteed. You say, well, I tried that and I wasn't satisfied. Well, you quit too soon. You quit too soon. You got to pursue. You got to carry on. The Bible tells us, oh boy, I got to hit this scripture here. Just a minute. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Everybody say press.
Press.
You say, how do I press? You press by being diligent to pursue the things of God. You do it when you don't feel like it because you know it's the right thing to do. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 11. It says, and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence. Everybody say diligence.
Diligence.
That's pressing. Show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. How long are we going to do this? All the way.
All the way.
How far are you going, Brother Joe? Oh, we're going all the way.
Yeah.
No looking back. How far are we going? All the way.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it costs, whatever it costs.
Yeah.
Why? They're good plans.
Yeah.
He says, verse 12, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. How do we get the promises? It's through faith, but not through faith only. It's through faith and patience. You got to persevere. You got to stay in the game. You got to hold fast to your confession. You got to get up another day and pray anyhow. Well, I prayed last week. Well, good. I'm going to pray again this week. You know what I'm going to do next week? I'm going to pray next week.
Hallelujah.
2010, I'm going to live a life of prayer in 2010.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we don't want to become sluggish. Don't become sluggish. One translation says, don't become lazy. But imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. If you'll stay with it, you'll get it. If you'll stay with it, you'll get the reward. Everybody say satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
In closing, let me read a few of these verses to you. Psalm 103, verse 5. You know, that's the verse that says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Don't forget all of His benefits. He forgives all of our iniquities. Aren't you glad? Oh. He heals how many of our diseases? All of our diseases. He redeems our life, thank God, from destruction.
Amen.
He put a crown on our head of loving kindness and tender mercies. What's the next verse say? He satisfies. He satisfies our mouth and our desires with good things.
Amen.
So that our youth is renewed like the eagles.
Hallelujah.
There's satisfaction in the plan of God.
Amen.
Psalm 107, verse 9. Listen to this. It says, He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. He satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Psalm 145 and verse 16. It says, "You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Anybody a living thing here? Will the Lord satisfy you in His plan?
Amen.
Psalm 91 verse 16. It says, "With long life." That's good news. With long life. How long are you going to live, Brother Joe? Long life. Have you ever had the devil come and just lie, whisper in your ear, "You're not going to make it. You're not going to live. You're going to die early." Blah, 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 blah. That's what it is. Blah, 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 blah. That's what you need to do. Open your mouth and say, blah, 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 blah. Or like when you're a kid, you know, my sister and I, like all brothers and sisters, we used to fight with each other. I wasn't as sweet as I am now. But, you know, we'd be fighting with each other and then, you know, talking back and forth, and I'd be trying to raise my voice over her voice, and then she'd say something and I'd say, "La, la, 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 la." That's what you got to do with the devil. "La, la, 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 la." Or, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." With long life.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I made up my mind, I'm going to stay.
Amen.
Until I finish.
Amen.
That's a good thing to say.
Yeah.
You drop your anchor. It's like you drop your anchor in life. See, don't wait. Don't wait for trouble to come. Don't wait for symptoms to come. Begin to release your faith. Begin to plant faith for your future. Begin to say it before there's any fear, any danger around. I don't know about you, but I'm going to live out my days. I'm going to live until I'm satisfied. I'm going to live until I do everything that God has called me to do. I'm not going to leave a day early. If the angels of God have to sweep down and pick me up, bear me up in their hands like the Bible says they will, then they'll do it. But Joe Kak is staying. What about you?
Yeah.
Well, I think so. Well, you ought to say so. With long life, what will He do? He'll satisfy you. He'll satisfy you. And He'll show you His salvation. Proverbs 14:4. Listen to this. This is a good one. Excuse me, 14:14. It says, "The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways." How many of you know that's bad?
Yeah.
What's that mean? You go away from the plan of God, you'll be filled, but it won't be good.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 14:14, "The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above." Psalm 36. Let's close with Psalm 36. This is the hallelujah chorus right here. Psalm 36. There's satisfaction in the plan of God. One of the devil's biggest lies is, well, if you follow the plan of God, you'll do without. Wrong. Anything that you have to give up, watch out. Here it comes, 100-fold. Those aren't my words. Those are the words of Jesus. You say, well, I know some people, they gave some things up. I don't see it working in their life. Well, just stick around.
Yeah.
Stick around. And it doesn't say it's going to come by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't put your own silly time limits on it. You just keep your eyes on Jesus. You keep moving forward, and the Lord will add it to you.
Amen.
Psalm 36. Everybody say hallelujah. Psalm 36 and verse 7, it says, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men, they put their trust under the shadow of your wings." Can you trust Him?
Amen.
Why? Because He's so kind.
Amen.
Verse 8, "They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house." Will He hold back some of His house from you? No, He'll open up the whole house. "They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures." Everybody say satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
In the plan of God.